Hi, I'm Matt Merrick with AK Material Handling Systems, and this is your Minute to Connect series. So as you can see today, we have a special edition of our Minute to Connect series. I'm here with Tony Sineni from Rack Builders Incorporated, RBI for short, as some of you probably know. We're just going to talk a little bit about kind of his career in the industry and kind of what our role as material handling professionals is in the industry, and maybe what we can expect kind of going forward out of this current state that we're in. So, Tony, for those of you out there that don't know who you are, I'll give you the floor and you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Great, thanks, Matt. So, as Matt said, my name is Tony, and I am the Director of Sales for RBI. A little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Chicago. I have two kids. I'm married. I have three dogs. I started in the material handling business in 1995 with a company called Constant Products. I was actually their first AutoCAD designer, the company's first AutoCAD designer, back in 95. So they've really come a long way. RBI is kind of came from Constant. I've worked with the three owners there at Constant Products, and I've been with RBI since 2009.
Cool. I'm guessing a lot of people that might be watching this probably know who RBI is, but maybe for those who don't, maybe you could tell everybody out there a little bit about RBI, who you guys are, where you're located, and maybe some of the products you manufacture and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So, RBI, we design and manufacture structural steel storage rack. Our sales and engineering office is located in Chicago, and we have manufacturing facilities in Quincy, Illinois, and in Palmyra, Missouri. We're founded by three people: Bob Johannesson, Jason Johannesson, and John Schmidt. They started the company in 2009. We have sales and engineering, like I said, in Chicago. All of our project managers and engineers have 20 plus years experience on average in the industry. So we've all pretty much been around for a long time in the industry. So we bring a lot of experience to the table. We only manufacture structural rack, everything from selective to drive-in, rack supported buildings. We also do 2 to 70 pushback system, which, nobody else in the industry can do 70 pushback. Us.
Cool. Okay. So my next question kind of goes along the lines of what we're going through right now. And, as many of the people in the industry know, a lot of us, most of the material handling industry and supply chain really was deemed essential business. From your standpoint, what are some of the processes and maybe areas that RBI has addressed, to continue the production and maybe business in general?
Yeah. So it's kind of unique for us because our sales and engineering has always been separate from manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Quincy, Illinois is about 300 miles southwest of Chicago. So we've always kind of had to deal with kind of working remotely as far as communicating with the factory. So that wasn't too difficult for us during this time. But it was a little bit of a switch for us to work remotely as far as engineering and project management goes here in Chicago. We also have two employees that work remotely in Atlanta, Georgia, and the other one in Decatur. The fortunate thing is, we use cloud-based storage, and also our quoting and project management communication system is web-based. So we're able to continue quoting and processing orders and communicating with them without too much of an issue. The biggest issue was just people's home internet not being able to keep up with everybody working remotely and people with children in the same household also learning from home. So I think some of our employees had to bump up their internet speeds.
Sure.
But so it wasn't that bad of a transition. it really allowed us to test out our systems, also, and our processes. So it gave us a chance to really look at things from a different perspective with working remotely full-time, almost going on 3 months here. So, so it wasn't that difficult for us as a company, but we did have some bumps working there. And like I said, we've always been remote from our factory. As far as communicating that way, wasn't that big of a deal for us.
Right. So this question kind of goes along the lines of kind of just, I guess, general demand for the industry. And I think, I think a lot of people, a lot of different companies in the industry have kind of, may have seen a little bit of a dip in demand and in business, which is, I guess, to be expected with, kind of the state we're in. What kind of demand, if any, what kind of demand change, I should say, have you guys seen, as a result of the current pandemic?
Yeah, so fortunately, a large percentage of our business is in the food and beverage industry. And if anything, we've seen a slight spike from those segments because of this pandemic. We've actually have been asked to quick ship, which we normally don't do, to some of our food distributors just to meet their demands and needs of the situation. As you know, especially at the beginning of this pandemic, grocery stores were bare. The supply chain couldn't really keep up with the demand. So we've seen a pretty big spike at the very beginning of this, with customers asking us, could we get them some rack, relatively short period of time to allow to keep up with the pandemic and the need for groceries.
So I know you mentioned kind of this goes back to the separation, I guess, between, operations and manufacturing and that sort of thing. Obviously, from an order fulfillment manufacturing standpoint, you can't really operate remotely like us in the office can. What kind of adjustments has RBI made kind of on the fulfillment and manufacturing front to, adjust to the current situation?
Yeah, so from the start, we made it mandatory for all of our workers to wear masks and gloves. The welders have a shield on, but we also require them to wear a mask underneath their welding shield as well. We also, for social distancing, we also made sure that none of our workstations were overcrowded. And we actually separated some of our fixtures and stuff to give them a little more space so we can practice safe social distancing. The admin staff at our manufacturing facilities were able to work remotely for the most part. And those who couldn't, we kind of rotated them to minimize contact. We also temporarily postponed, we used the thumbprint for clocking in and clocking out. So we stopped doing that and went back to the old-fashioned, punch clock. We didn't have people's fingerprints going on top of one another. We also stopped or prohibited the truckers from exiting their cabs when they dropped stuff off or picked up a load. We asked them to stay inside their truck at all times. Instead of coming out and using our facilities or coming out and talking to somebody, just ask them to stay in their vehicles at all times.
Cool. So I have two more questions for you, and they're more directed towards kind of the industry as a whole. And I guess the first one's more of a general overarching question is kind of what do you see for the future of the material handling and storage industry right now?
Yeah. So actually, I think that we're going to see a uptick in business. I think corporations are looking at the supply chain now and kind of rethinking how they get product to the stores. During this pandemic, it caught everybody off guard. No one's prepared for the influx in business and the need for groceries and beverage, to keep the shelves stocked. So I think it's really going to force companies to really look at their supply chain, and I do think we're going to see an expansion in warehousing to you know, be able to house the product to get those tours. So I do think we're going to see an uptick in the future.
Sure. And kind of piggyback off that, I guess this one's kind of more of a innovation-based question or observation. And, you know, me personally, obviously we're going into a recession right now, and kind of the last great recession we had, you know, we saw really just business in general, saw a lot of very innovative and creative companies kind of were born out of that. You know, companies like, you know, Venmo and Uber and Instagram, they were all founded kind of during the last recession. So I guess my question to you is, what kind of innovations, or, you know, could be process or products, you know, what do you think we might see coming out of the recession in terms of ingenuity and creativity? Now, you don't have to share anything that might be off limits. You know, RBI might have something cooking, right? I'm allowing you to speculate about, you know, kind of what might the next big thing be coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah. So I do think we're going to see some acceleration in automation. Obviously, you know, some large companies like Amazon, for example, already are, you know, pretty much fully automated in their DCs, and they're even having a hard time keeping up with supply. Right. So I do think we're going to see some more need or requests for automation with smaller companies. It's just going to be, do they want to invest that much money for that? It's a very expensive thing to get into. But, you know, I think anything that we can increase companies' inventories and expedite getting product off the shelf and into the consumer's hands is what we're going to see in the near future.
Sure. Well, I tell you what, Tony, I want to say thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me today. We hope you're staying safe. It looks like you're at home right now. There you go. I'm in the office, as you can probably tell. But we hope you're staying safe. We hope to see you in our office, you know, soon when this is all over. And like I said, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us today. So we appreciate it. For everybody out there, again, I'm Matt Merrick with AK Material Handling Systems. This is your Minute to Connect series, and let us help you envision, execute, and excel with your material handling needs.